We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out,
here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
For ourselves,
for each other, and for you.
Hey, witches. So today I am with you on a stationary bike. And that's going to be super interesting because I don't usually ride stationary bikes. Also, we are recording in the gym, so you're going to hear the gym in the background. So get yourself on, let's see, the elliptical, Stairmaster, go for a walk, bodyweight exercises, the rowing machine, we talked about that. Or, I mean, the stationary bike. Like, I didn't know I was going to do that. The thing is that I wanted to try recording, and I'm kind of embarrassed to be here talking to myself. Didn't know if it was going to happen, and there was nobody on the bikes. Everybody's like, no, we're not doing those, so here I am. Let's see. 20 minutes. So while I'm doing this, set your program time. Get yourself ready. Put your shoes on. Do your things. Woohoo! I'm trying to figure this out. I wish you luck figuring out your machine. Okay. Here we go. So I realized when I listened to the last meditation, I actually centered first. It's kind of mind-blowing, actually. So, I feel like I need to tell you that it's been like 8 months that I have been working on... how should I say this? That I have been listening to meditations while working out. And it seemed like it was such a crazy concept. Nobody else was doing it. You know, I was going to the gym. I was working out with... Hold on. Okay. There was a weird thing going on there with my knee on the bike. Okay. I was working out with teenagers and all this high energy, and they're in the gym and they're listening to their music, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to try that. But it did not stop the suffering. The suffering did not stop. I hate cardio, and I could not get my head out of the pain of how my lungs felt. And I was like, okay, well, I remember this awful feeling, you know? I remember when I was a high school athlete, you know, this felt terrible. But the thing is, I'm not a high school athlete anymore. And I don't want to suffer anymore. So I started listening to different meditations and seeing if I could like trick my mind out of being in this, you know, terrible state of suffering. And over time, eventually I was able to do it. Thus the beginning idea for this entire podcast is getting this mental, spiritual work done at the same time as moving our bodies. Check in. How are y'all doing? I'm doing okay. I have my level set pretty low right now. So we're just talking for a minute. Okay, coming back. So one more thing I want to say too before we actually start our meditation is as we're working on this podcast, a couple of people have said to us, well, you obviously aren't getting a hard workout. Well, okay, that's true. I hear you. And that's why we're careful to say that you can look at this as a warm-up, or it can be a beginning. Like, if you're not moving your body a lot, you can get 20 minutes of movement. And that 20 minutes of movement is going to make you better. You're going to feel better. It can be stretching, movement, a walk, and it can lead to other things. In fact, the lizard and I have so many ideas. So use this as a time to get your body moving. So one more thing. It's hard to be like as structured while I'm actually on a stationary bike. So last time was the first time I recorded while moving. And this is the first time I'm recording while I'm in a gym. But when I listened to the last meditation, I totally got my mind blown because I realized that I centered first. I centered first before I grounded. And it was this realization that when I am grounding, centering, and shielding, that I do it in a different way when I'm working out. I thought that was so cool. Okay, so we're going to move into our meditation now. Please take a minute. If you are on a machine, I just set mine to, it says fat burn. So I have lots of options here, but I have mine set for the next, trying to look, it's like I have 14 minutes left. It's gonna go like up and down basically in intensity. So just take a minute right now if you're on a machine and set it so that your intensity is either going to go up or it can go up and down at intervals. Get yourself ready so that you are able to really focus on repetitive and meditative movements for at least the next 10 minutes straight. Okay, I'm going to give you a second to do that. Whew. Okay, so what does your energy feel like? Check in with your energy. Does it feel like static electricity? Does it feel like, does it feel hot? Does it feel cold? Feel your energy and the color of it and how it's been building in your body this whole time. Like, I feel it right now in my legs. It's been a low level, but I pushed it up. And I got these intervals going on. Now draw that energy into your core. Draw it into your solar plexus. Or some people draw it into their heart center. As your body's moving right now, I want you to visualize your energy coming into your core, or your heart. Visualize that. What does it feel like? And the more you practice this, the better you get. The faster you can do it, and the more confidence you have. Your energy is centered now. Now feel it going down your legs. Centered energy, that awareness, just feel it going down to the bottom of your feet and really feel like right now, like my feet feel kind of tingly. And then with that energy, your own, you're going to grow down roots. And just feel those roots going down. And if you see colors, you can see the color of your own energy going down into the ground. And as roots go down, now let yourself feel the earth. What does the energy of the earth feel like? Do you remember grounding before? What did it feel like? Open your roots up. They're part of you. Open your own roots up to that earth energy and allow it to come into you. Hi! I've been getting tingling. That's awesome. It doesn't happen all the time, and if you don't feel it, that's totally fine. But it's really cool when you get to feel it. Just let that earth energy come up, and grounding up, and it's coming through your feet, and it's mixing with your energy. And just feel it. How amazing that feels. My legs are going faster. So if you can, you can walk a little faster, you can move a little faster. Feel that energy as it comes up through you. Now it's coming up through your core. And you feel it swirling with your own energy, and it's coming up your back and your shoulders and out your arms, up your neck, the back and the front, all the way through your head. And you are grounded and centered, and you can draw up the energy you need right now for your workout. And I'm feeling it. I'm going faster. I feel really good. So let's check in for a minute. If you need to open your eyes for a minute. Take some deep breaths. You're doing awesome. Okay, so if you're good right there, you can stay right there, but I like to keep going up. So if you want, go ahead and touch the top of your head for a minute and just feel your crown chakra and just feel the top of your head. And open up above you. Like for me, it's like opening up to the cosmos. It's like opening up to where my mama is. My dad, and people I loved who passed on, I feel like I can open up, and it feels like, to me, it's like a moon beam. It's like a kind of a cold light, or like slow lightning, or sometimes I feel like I'm, like if I was going really slowly head first into water, but it's like going upwards. There's so many different ways to feel it, but as I feel above in this connection, maybe you feel like a tree, the roots deep below grounded, and your energy swirling through you and your branches up high. Or maybe you feel like a hollow bone, or maybe you feel like a total absolute badass, because you are. And in this moment, centered and grounded, perfectly individualized, doing exactly what you need to be doing right now. That's how I feel right now. That it reminds me of who I am, connected in this physical world, in this physical body, but within these greater cycles of life and rebirth. Yeah, I just feel awesome. I hope you feel awesome. Okay, so I'm at a higher interval, and this is a good spot to step it up again and see if you can get at least a couple good minutes in where you can feel your lungs hurt a little bit, get some sweat going, you know, just bring it up a little bit. And bring your focus back to your solar plexus. And just revel in a minute in that, how you feel right now, the energy coming up from the earth through your roots, mixing with your own energy. It's like, it's beautiful. Whether you see it or feel it, and even if you don't see it or feel it yet, it's happening, and you can just know that it's happening right now, because maybe you feel a little stronger. Do you feel a little stronger? You rooted badass. Maybe you're moving faster, a little smile on your face. Okay, so bring your focus back to your center. And now visualize a ball. Visualize that you are pushing this ball of energy out from your solar plexus. And sometimes I like clench my core. So just do that right now. Just like clench your core and push and see that this ball of energy, these walls are pushing out. And you are now in the center of this ball or egg or... like for lizard, it's something natural. It's like a nut around her or tree bark. For me, it's a ball of Celtic knots because I love Celtic knots. So I just want right now, as you're pushing yourself, you're also pushing that shield out around you. And just feel who you are right now. This energy connected, centered, and now you have your Millennium Falcon shield around you. Okay. So I just want you to feel that and picture that. Let's just do it for like 30 seconds. Hold it. Do this, the easier it is to hold it. Can you push it out a little further? What does it feel like? And don't push it out too far. You don't want to, like, you know, well, it depends where you are. But just play with it a little bit. What does it feel like? Go ahead and let your shield come back to your skin. So now your shield is on your skin, just like your actual physical form. But you can picture it like armor or like you're the coolest X-Men ever. But your shield is now on the outside of your body, just right on your skin. You can picture it letting in all that is good for you. For me, my shield lets in all that is spiritually good for me. And in this moment, it's also letting in the things that will not distract me from my focus. I'm focusing on my body, I'm focusing on moving my body, I'm focusing on connecting with all of you. So what does your shield let in? Because you want to let the good things in, like a choice. You know, what are the things you're letting in? Okay, my interval went down. I have about 2 minutes left. Okay, who are you in this moment? Feel your power. Just focus on holding your shield. You're centered, you're focused on what you're doing. You're grounded, balanced, you're powerful and strong. You are leaning into this. Give it a little more. Feel the magic of who you are at this moment. Coming up on the last minute. Okay, last minute. Do your best. Lean into it. Hold that energy. Feel as it's moving through you. Feel the earth energy and your energy, and feel and know that you are protected and you are safe. . 30 seconds. This is it. Let's go, witches. You got this. Okay, give it your best. Give it your best. 15. Ah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woohoo! Yeah! So go ahead and relax your shield. Can feel like just like water draining down, or you can just drop it. You can also keep it up if you want, but if you're new at it and you've just been holding it, then it's okay. You can let it go. How do you feel? So I want you to feel down into your roots. Do you feel really amped up? Like, do you feel like you might want to give, like, release some of that energy back? Is there anything you want to let go of? Because you can release that energy back into the earth and just picture it growing flowers and trees and beautiful things, or anything you want to picture, because that energy Earth will recycle and use. So maybe you want to release some back. If you're feeling really tired, you can pull some energy back up. You get to balance yourself. Balance yourself. And I always feel a deep gratitude for the energy from the earth, for the connection that I had, that we have always. A deep gratitude. Now pull your roots back up until you feel in the bottom of your feet, just your feet. and feel where you've centered your energy, where you focused on the task at hand, which you have done. You have done the things. Yes, you have done the things. And just take a deep breath and release your beautiful energy out through all of your body. Feel it with your heart, like your heart is pulsing your blood through your body. It's pulsing your own energy through your body, out to your hands, out to your feet, out to through your head, all throughout you. And just relax. Oh, you have done all the things. You have shown up for yourself today. Good job, witches.